Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
About it. First of all, I mean, David, I don't like to hit you with a hard one off the top here, but, you know, there is a lot of talk behind the scenes of the people I talk to that some coordination or knowledge of what was going to happen goes pretty high up.
What do you think?
Okay, just generically, I've never been a fan of Washington conspiracy theories. And I'll tell you why, because you look at the government, you know, has a hard time doing the most routine of tasks, right? And this idea that somehow they could concoct, you know, a multi-layered conspiracy and keep it secret just never made any sense. That said, does it go high up? I'm old-fashioned. I just can't imagine, you know, people, members of Congress, for example, engaging in something so destructive. I don't know what Scott McFarlane's got, and he's a terrific reporter, by the way.
Yeah.
So,
well, it could be something that's nothing. I mean, you never know.
No, you don't. But yeah. Again, I'm never, the conspiracy theory thing just floated with me.
But the narrative is that there's this, you know, we're back to Hillary Clinton's right-wing conspiracy.
Right.
That, you know, now it's QAnon, I believe. I look up and you can't find him, but nevertheless, because I want to join. But anyway. But I want to get one of those hats with horns. I really want one of those. But, I mean, the whole thing is, you know, the thing is that, you know, a bunch of Trump people are trying to, they're not happy with the election, which I think is true, and they're trying to overturn the entire United States government. My question was, if you got the Capitol, then what are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. What's your next? That's always been the problem. I mean, take it back 50 years to and more to the Vietnam protests and people my age, we're out in the streets, you know, we want to stop the war. It's okay, fine, then what? You want two Vietnams, you want one, you want who's going to negotiate this, et cetera, et cetera.
But that doesn't mean necessarily that people didn't have awareness or people didn't do more to slow it down. Like, I don't think that necessarily proves proves it that. So, I think it's an unknown, and I think whether we will ever know remains an open question. And I didn't necessarily want to start there, but
I knew I had to just break it.
And I wanted to get to it. David, you know, I think we've talked about a couple times today and this week is this $15 an hour, and now the parliamentarian X's it out of the bill, and you know, Bernie and Nancy say they're going to get some legislation somehow or another. But what happens from here on both the COVID bill and the $15 an hour?
Okay, the House is probably going to begin debating the COVID bill today. They'll probably vote it out, if not late tonight, then tomorrow. It'll pass. There'll be a lot of protest that minimum wage isn't in there. If it is in there, it gets stripped out in the Senate. But it's going to pass. Whether it gets any Republican votes is another question. It might get one or two, but it's going to go, and it's going to go the way Biden wants it. Then you go over to the Senate, where it's a lot easier to tweak it and amend it and do all kinds of things with it. My guess is most of the time, Democrats will hold firm. Minimum wage will be out. They'll do a separate bill. In the end, I suspect today's February 26th, I'll bet you in 2 weeks, maybe three, we'll be talking about when the $1,400 stimulus checks are coming, when unemployment's going to go up by an extra $400. In other words, I think it's all going to almost all going to happen by mid-March.
You know, one of the questions, and Brian, of course, does sports for us as well as co-hosting, and that was the whole idea. Remember at Northwestern University, Brian, where the athletes wanted to get paid since the school's making money off of them. Mm-hmm. And you have a story at McClatchy, D.C. Moran bill enables college athletes to profit off their likeness.
Yeah, this has been around now a couple of years. It's been building and building, and this time it looks more serious. Like any sort of piece of legislation that changes the norm in such a, I don't want to say radical way, in such a striking way, it takes years to build this up. For example, when they were trying to get parental leave, Chris right. Dodd and Bill Clinton, that thing took, my God, years. And that's what we have here. This has been building now for 4 or 5 years. It started, as you say, with Northwestern. It continued with some court cases. Will it pass? Boy, that's hard to say. We'll see where Biden is on this. I mean, if he signals go for it and he puts his political weight behind it, yeah, it could happen. I still think it's a year or two off, and I still think there's some negotiating. I just don't see them, you know, pushing this through that quickly. But we'll see.
Especially with so many other things seemingly.
Oh, other things to deal with. Yeah.
Right now, there's not a lot of revenue in college sports because not a lot of fans in the stands right. for the revenue generating sports. Are a lot of people talking about Sunday at CPAC, or is it something we're just talking about here?
No. That's CPAC's big, and I just wish it was here in Washington. Unfortunately for people like me, it's in Florida. I always like going to CPAC. They're talking about it on so many levels. Start with just the local level. I mean, we have papers in California, and Gavin Newsom, the governor, is right. facing a possible recall. Yeah. And this is where the conservatives can network and, you know, find out how serious this is and decide, yeah, we're going to get together and raise money against this guy. And in fact, one of the we'll have a story about Rick Grenell, former intelligence director, is going to be highlighted. He's thinking of running for office. Wow. There's a million things. Donald Trump, of course, speaking Sunday. But, yeah, CPAC is always big.
Oh, by the way, just a few market things. According to MarketWatch, monthly data shows a 10% surge in U.S. incomes.
Yeah, personal income.
Yeah. Oh. And then, of course, U.S. trade deficit, which used to be a big deal, as the regular deficit was, national debt, that widened in January. So we're taking in more from outside than we're...
No, David, the tariffs are still in place, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember writing more stories of how the apocalypse is coming, and this is back
oh,
in
God,
the 80s.
Oh, God, yes, absolutely.
Because of that trade deficit. Yeah.
I mean, I think if you'll remember that big plunge in, when is October of 87...
Yeah, yeah, the stock
that
market.
That followed the release of trade numbers.
Yeah, and in fact, there's a big Connecticut angle to that because the Secretary of Commerce was a guy named Malcolm Baldrige, who was from, I think, Woodbury. And he would warn, you know, a very articulate guy, and, you know, he would warn and warn, and we'd write it. And then Barbara Franklin, also from Connecticut, right. Secretary of Commerce under Bush, and these were credible people. Mm-hmm. And here we are. Back for a minute to CPAC. That's all live streamed, and it's interesting. The question here is going to be how far will people go? You know, we spoke at the beginning of the broadcast here about right-wing conspiracies and all that. Well, I don't know if there's a conspiracy, but there is a right-wing line, and what the value of CPAC for conservatives, particularly Trump supporters, is that they're going to do 4 days of listening to speeches, organizing, strategizing, and that's why it's going to be interesting to hear what people say here, and where, because this is going to be, you know, what triggers the next round of activism.
Well, you know, it's because you take Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, you know, the elite Northeasterners are laughing at her, but in her district, I feel like she's a heroine.
Oh yeah, listen, she got elected, and she's standing up for what she believes in, and. You know, there's considerable worry about this among people who oppose the Trump people. That
right.
Not only are they organized, they're well funded. I mean, they're savvy. I mean, look, they won elections. You know, they know what they're doing. This isn't just a band of wild, crazy people. These are serious people who know their stuff.
Well, David, you go write some more for McClatchy newspapers, McClatchy, D.C., and you know you can fill us up again next Friday.
It'll be a pleasure as always.
All right, buddy, talk to you. All right. Oh, David Lightman, a fine human being. Well, another
I'm going to watch the speech on Sunday.
I'll watch part of it. I just want to see what he's... You know, you have a question as to what he's going to do. Am I going to announce I'm going for 2024?
No, he's going to keep that hanging out there no matter what. Okay. So he won't give an answer to that for sure for 2.5 years.
Well, let's see. We'll find out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!